Monstrous Maud, Spooky Sports Day. Written by A.B. Saddlewick and read by Darren Edwards.
Chapter 1. Maud's pet rat, Quentin, peeked up out of the top pocket of her polo shirt. When he saw Penelope, he squeaked with fear and dived back down again. Maud heard sniggering behind her and turned to see her least favourite classmate. Poisonous Penelope was a witch with a ragged black dress, a pointy hat and long purple hair, and she never missed an opportunity to bully Paprika and Maud.
"Come on, Paprika! It's sports day soon!" shouted Maud. "You can do it! I know you can!"
Paprika took a run up and flung the metal helmet towards the net. It bounced once, then twice, and went a full broomstick wide of the goalposts, landing in the long grass beyond the playing field.
"Bad show!"
shouted the detached head of their PE teacher, Mr. Galahad, from inside the helmet. At the side of the playing field, his armour-clad body was standing with its arms folded. Maud sighed and went over to find Mr. Galahad's head in the grass.
"Over here, child," he called,
his bushy moustache twitching.
"Found you, sir," said Maud.
She picked the head up and tossed it back to Paprika, but it slipped through his fingers and flew all the way to the other side of the playing field.
"Ouch!"
roared the teacher's head as it rolled away.
"Pay attention, boy. This helmet isn't padded, you know."
"Sorry,"
mumbled Paprika, looking round at his classmates and wincing. Class 3B had been playing monster ball against Class 2C for half an hour, and Paprika hadn't managed to score a single goal. No matter how close he stood to the net, actually throwing the head into it seemed to be beyond him. Maud felt sorry for Paprika. Because he was a vampire, everyone expected him to be strong and fast, and they couldn't understand why he was terrible at PE. But Maud had recently discovered that Paprika was actually half vampire and half human, and it certainly wasn't the vampire side he took after when it came to playing sports. Paprika fixed his gaze on the net, frowning hard, and threw the head again. This time, it only got halfway there before it hit something and fell to the ground. Paprika looked away from his teammates, blushing with shame.
"Ow!"
shouted a voice from where the helmet had fallen. It was Isabel, Maud's invisible classmate.
"Stop throwing things at me! It's bad enough that no one ever passes the helmet to me without having it lobbed at my head!"
"He didn't mean it," said Maud. Paprika was her best friend at Rotwood School, and she didn't like it when the other pupils were rude to him.
"Stop making excuses for him," said Penelope. "He's about as much use as a chocolate cauldron. It's only 4 days until sports day, and thanks to him, our class is going to come last."
"He might not be great at monster ball," said Maud, remembering something that had happened the week before, "but at least he isn't a scaredy-cat who jumps out of his skin at the sight of a tiny doll."
"Any real monster would have been scared of that hideous thing," said Penelope, narrowing her eyes. "If you ask me, it's pretty funny that you weren't."
Maud shifted around uncomfortably. The truth was that she was the only pupil at Rotwood who wasn't a real monster. Penelope was a witch, Paprika was a half-vampire, and Invisible Isabel was, well, invisible. But Maud was just an ordinary human girl. She'd been transferred to Rotwood the week before, and she'd pretended to be a tutu monster so she could stay. Rotwood was so much better than her old school, Primrose Towers.
"Let's get on with the game," shouted Mr. Galahad.
His head had landed near an ant's nest, and his eyes were darting around nervously as a trail of the insects marched towards his nostrils. While Maud's werewolf friend Wilf returned the head to the middle of the playing field, Maud reached into the top pocket of her polo shirt and stroked Quentin. Her pet rat was trembling from all the running about she had been doing. Poor Quentin was always nervous about something.